But let's now hear how a cucumber sandwich and more than 3 million Twitter followers can help to build a new community centre. Yes, it's really happening. It's happening in Wales. It's Glyncwch in Pontypridd that we're talking about. Let's hear about it a bit more from someone involved in it, Louisa Addiscott, who's coming to the studio. Hello, Louisa.
Hello.
The community decided it needed a new community centre and you were going to find different ways of raising money. Who suggested getting Twitter involved?
Well, basically, we spent years. It's probably been in the pipeline for about 7 years, community centre. So for the last 5 years, we've worked really hard and really struggled to raise the money. Over the last year and a half, there's been a drive on. So we've managed to raise the majority of the money, but that last bit of money in the current climate, we've really struggled. So we thought, right, OK, what can we do? So we joined an online funding platform. We thought, at the end of the day, we have nothing to lose, called SpaceHive. With their help and support, we've managed to get it out there. And with their support, got Stephen Fry on board. And it's gone out to 4 million people on Twitter, basically.
Now, I can see here Stephen Fry is saying, well, it seems you can crowdfund a community centre for the price of a cucumber sandwich. Join in. And he's got 3 million people or something ridiculous. No, yeah. Huge numbers. Is it 3 million? It is something like that.
Yeah, about 3 million.
People following him. So that has gone everywhere and they've probably all retweeted it as well. Does it actually end up in real money for you? I mean, how does the sandwich end up being in your coffers, if you like?
Well, basically, they go online. They can go to www.spacehive.com and they can donate. So that's gone out. That's gone out with Stephen Fry's Twitter. So if you want to support us, the opportunity is there. And we've used this technique to raise a profile of our funding.
Right.
We have worked so hard and I've struggled so much.
Well, we'll get on to some of the big numbers you've already got in a moment, because I also want to welcome Chris Gourlay, who's founder of SpaceHive. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
You must be very pleased, aren't you, that these people came to you and you're managing to help them.
Well, I just think what they've done is amazing. I mean, it's got a community here which has been working for so long to fund the project. They've done fantastically well. They've raised 95% of the money they need. But it's just getting that tiny little bit left that's proving really difficult. And they've decided to do something completely different and just throw this open to people and say, look, if you can afford £3-4, whatever you can afford to help us out, then we can get this thing funded and actually built by the summer. And
yeah,
so it's a really new, exciting way of doing things.
Now, you founded SpaceHive. What other sorts of projects, what other kind of things have you made possible through it?
We've literally just started, but the sorts of projects that are coming to us now and that are appearing on the website are playgrounds and gardens and, you know, improvements to people's local high streets, perhaps sports equipment, stuff that people really want to get done, but it's just really difficult if you rely only on councils for the funding and for the ideas. So this is a way that allows anybody to put forward a project idea and anyone to contribute funding, whether they're local people or the local businesses or the council.
Now, Louisa, let's talk about money. Your goal for this community centre is £793,000,
yes?
You've got 38 days left.
Yes.
And the incredible thing is you've almost got there, haven't you? You've only got another 30,000 to go.
Yes.
I mean, that's phenomenal, isn't it?
Yes, but it's a matter of life and, you know, life or death of the project then, basically. Without the 30,000, it makes life difficult to achieve the new community centre. So that's why we've really tried a new innovative way to get out there and try and raise the last, you know, bit of money.
The last bit. Yeah. OK, but I mean, let's say somebody was living in Inverness and they heard about it and they donated the money of a cucumber sandwich or a cup of tea as well, if you like, to your project. I mean, what's in it for them other than a kind of good halo?
Well, the good halo is
just
should be good enough,
someone.
Really. You know, at the end of the day, if you can contribute to that feel good factor, makes your day. I think that's really fab, isn't it?
And having benefited from this, because it looks like it will work, would you now do the same for other people?
Yes.
Would you have done before? You know, let's say someone in Inverness. Would you have helped a community centre in Inverness before?
I think I would have, but I mean, I haven't really been a massive follower of Twitter because I haven't really seen its strength in this sort of thing.
So have you been surprised?
Yes.
And Chris Gourlay, ultimately, what are you hoping to achieve with all this beyond the playground and the community centre?
We just think it should be much easier for people to improve their neighbourhoods. I mean, it's really hard at the moment to get stuff done often because people rely a lot on councils for ideas and the money. And particularly at the moment, we think there's an opportunity for a smarter way of doing things. So, you know, the idea with this is basically to allow anybody to put forward ideas for improving their neighbourhood, and anybody who stands to benefit from them to contribute funding. We think that will make it easier to get stuff done.
You know? See, we really are a global village. Louisa Adiscott and Chris Gourlay, thank you very much.
Thank you.